Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, we are Kim and Penn Holderness. You may know us from those videos your aunt shares on Facebook and YouTube, like Christmas jammies and all about that bass.
Our quick music videos. Those last a couple of minutes. They're meant to make you laugh. This is a podcast, a little bit longer, and it's meant to make you not only laugh, but also think a little bit.
We would love it if you could hit that subscribe button and also leave a review. It really helps people find us. And if you can, if you're listening, take a screenshot and share it on Instagram. Tag us at the Holderness Family, and we'll leave a comment and have a conversation.
Can I read one of my favorite reviews?
Please.
This is from Who Is It Me? After 29 years of marriage to a great guy that drives me bonkers, glad to have a podcast that actually speaks the truth. And guess what? We're speaking the truth, and Dad's driving mommy bonkers on this one too, so you'll love it.
Yes, and today it's all about Toilet Paper Watch 2018, because, you know, everybody wants to change the world, but nobody wants to change the toilet paper roll.
Oh, hey there. So I got a question. Where does toilet paper come from when it's down to the last square? If I wish really hard, it reappears on the bar from out of nowhere. It's a magical phenomenon. Who knows how it goes right back on? Maybe it's something with magical wings who soars it and replaces the cardboard ring from a magical stash that is far away, where all of the fresh toilet paper rolls stay. Thank you, Toilet Paper Fairy, for making my dreams come true. I wouldn't be able to wipe without you.
Wait, what? There's no such thing as a toilet paper fairy? Well, we better start the podcast and talk about it.
Welcome.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, guys. Guess what we're talking about today?
I mean, we like to keep it real here.
Toilet Paper Watch 2018.
There's nothing more real than going to the bathroom.
Without toilet paper.
It gets real.
Welcome. Yeah, we're going to get right down and dirty today. Last week in our family, if you happen to follow us on Instagram, and even deeper within Instagram is Instagram Stories, there was a documented 7-day period of a one-woman standoff in my house that I like to call hashtag Toilet Paper Watch 2018.
It got real, and I don't check Instagram or Instagram Stories because I'm busy writing ridiculous songs.
Oh, whatever.
Uh-huh. And so I was unaware of this, and the end result was the nation really
the nation.
Becoming gripped by the fact that we went 7 days without changing the toilet paper, empty toilet paper roll. And that's me and my children.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that that was something that I was supposed to do.
Okay, let me back up. Let's start from the beginning for those of you who have a life and did not check Instagram Stories. I walked by on a Friday afternoon, I walked by our downstairs bathroom. Our downstairs bathroom gets a lot of traffic, okay? It is, we spend most of our time downstairs, and so it is our go-to for all things in our family, okay? And it is high traffic. I walked by and I noticed, and it's not even like a spring-loaded toilet paper holder, okay? It's like you literally just slide it on, and I saw the cardboard roll with like half of a ply.
There's always that, and sometimes, and by the way, I think I ended up one time, I used that last
ply
that's like half glued to the cardboard yeah. ring, and I was like, can I get all that I need to get done with one square? And I did.
Oh, wow.
And then I washed my hands.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And so I said, I walked by and said, hey guys, to my family.
I don't
my,
remember this part.
To my 8-year-old, my 11-year-old, and my husband.
43-year-old.
Who are all capable. And normally, okay, in truth, normally the cabinet under the sink is stocked with about 97 rolls. But we've lived there for now 3 years, and so we're through that stock. But they all know where the extra is kept. And I said, hey, guys, I'm putting it out there. Somebody used the last of the toilet paper downstairs. You need to replace it. Crickets. Okay. And so I thought, you know what? I do a lot of things in this house. I am not going to do this. And my passive aggressiveness took over. And I decided that this is the one thing I'm going to let my family work out themselves.
You were going to die on that hill. And so you actually did some Instagram updates, and we have the audio. Like, if you want to listen to sort of what was going out across our U.S. of A, here's what people were hearing starting on day 5.
It's been 5 days since that has sat empty. I refuse to change it. They aren't using this bathroom. They are walking all the way upstairs, using another bathroom, and then walking all the way down. And now I have to get the kids from school. Another question is, how long will I let this go? You have never met a more passive-aggressive person in your life than me, so I will let this go until we sell the house. It's day 6, and no one in my family has refilled the toilet paper holder. Answering some commonly asked questions. No, my family has no idea they are involved in this standoff. We actually have a babysitter coming tonight
because
we have a
nuts.
Date night scheduled. I've already texted her, and she will get her own special role in secret upon arrival. Coverage continues. Day 6, toilet paper wash 2018.
I know.
Still empty.
So that's the end of day 6. Now we're at day 7.
And now one of you snitches went to Twitter and sent my husband a message. And all I have to say, snitches get stitches.
You were legitimately angry.
I was so mad.
So Kim has been trying to teach me a lesson. And I figured it out probably a day or so ago when I realized she would never actually not fill up the toilet paper unless she was trying to teach me a lesson. But I have a workaround. You can still go poop without toilet paper, especially if there was some Kleenex back here.
But I took it out.
Wait, when?
I noticed there was Kleenex back there like 2 days ago.
I've just been using Kleenex. Don't shame me about this. I'm getting by on my own. It's okay.
What about the rest of your family?
They could have found the toilet paper. I had my own way of dealing with it.
Okay, but where's the toilet paper
I
now?
I don't even know where the toilet paper lives. Where is it?
Oh my gosh.
Where is it?
It's been 3 years. Two rolls. Okay. This is video of him actually changing it.
What? You did it!
I think we can Yay! Wrap it up.
Okay.
Yeah. So hang on. I need Yay! To address something really quickly here. That was patronizing, and I didn't say I deserved it.
You deserved every ounce of that passive aggressiveness.
Yeah. We're about to bring in an arbitrator on this whole thing, okay? But before we get to it, can I just talk about how great it was wiping my butt with Kleenex?
By the way, I think you're not supposed to say Kleenex. I think Kleenex
tissue.
Is the brand.
Well, I think it was actually Kleenex that we used.
I know, you're not supposed to use that.
I understand
though.
It's not the generic term for tissue.
No, but also,
we're talking about just.
No, I don't think you're supposed to use, that too.
But, right, it's terrible it's for the toilet.
Yeah.
And for the.
But it has like aloe and all that.
Can we just, it's a whole new world.
Oh,
and so,
dear.
But then Kim took the tissue paper out Were you like imagining that that was what I was using?
Yes.
You were like one step ahead of me all the time, which is nuts.
Because I did know, okay, I've been watching, little got done in this 7 days, because every time anybody walked past it, I would just like, I would just watch, and you were going in. At one time you went in, I was like, what is he using? And I saw way in the back.
Right.
Way in the back, I saw the tissue.
It was such a glorious 3 days when I had that. And then you took it out.
Anyway,
we're going to get to the drama. We're going to bring in our friend who is not only our pastor, he's been helping people as a marriage counselor for over 19 years, and he's going to help us out with this. Before we do that, we need to give a shout out to Audible. They are supporting this podcast, so please support them if you can. And it just happens to be one of Kim's favorite things ever.
Yeah, I tell people that I read a lot of books, but I always have to put read in air quotes because I just listen to them, especially nonfiction books. I love to hear it in the author's voice. I just finished Rachel Hollis's Girl, Wash Your Face, and right now I'm almost done with The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. Audible is amazing. They just have the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet.
I need to work on my habits, apparently, when it comes to changing toilet paper. So Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/holderness or text holderness, HOLDERNESS, to 500-500 and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs.
Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/holderness or text holderness to 500-500 and get started.
And one more thank you to Casper. They make amazing mattresses. I might need to order one and find another place to sleep if I don't learn how to replace the toilet paper. But anyway, yeah, they're an awesome supporter of the podcast as well.
And we are sleep nerds in our house, so I worship sleep. You know how people have FOMO and it's a fear of missing out? I have FOMS.
FOMS,
yeah. Which is a fear of missing sleep. We're just terrible humans if we don't get enough sleep.
Yeah. Did you know that you spend a third of your life sleeping, or in my case, about a half?
Yeah.
So it better be comfortable. The products, they're cleverly designed to mimic human curves, and they provide this supportive comfort for all shapes and sizes.
And something we really need in our house because we have different body temperatures. They have a breathable design with Casper, which keeps you cool and regulates your body temperature throughout the night, which is ideal for those sheet stealers, which is who I have in my house.
Thank you. No, I am not a sheet stealer. You're a sheet stealer. We're going to do a whole other podcast. Anyway, they cut out the middleman. They send it straight to you. You can refund it if you're not satisfied. Okay. They got a 100-night risk-free sleep on it thing. You get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/holderness, HOLDERNESS, and using the promo code holderness at checkout. Again, go to casper.com/holderness. Use the promo code holderness at checkout.
And terms and conditions apply.
All right. So thanks for letting us get through all that. Christopher, you have seen these mattresses before. I'm just going to bring you in on this as well.
This is Christopher Edmonston, yes. Marriage counselor, and he's helped a lot of people move.
Helped so many people move. They can't see me, of course, but this body type that I have is good at moving things. It's not really good at speed, but broad shoulders, you know, big hips, you know, meaty legs.
You're built for power.
I'm built for power.
Yeah.
And I've laid down on several of these Casper mattresses after I've moved them, and I certainly wish I had one. That's the honest truth.
And they come like open up and they do.
It's an amazing thing to unwrap it. The thing's incredible.
Let's get back to toilet paper.
Let's go back. Okay, Christopher again is somebody we call upon for regular marriage tune-ups, as well as I like to call him and say, Christopher, tell Penn that I'm right. But we're bringing him in. I think this really comes down to this toilet paper thing. It was a very passive-aggressive battle we had. But it came down to I felt like I was doing more than I should for my family. And that I'm assuming that's a common argument you hear with the couples you work with.
I do all the work. He/she does nothing.
Right.
Right. I do everything. I have to make all the decisions. I'm the one that's always doing fill in the blank.
Right. Before we get too far, have you ever changed a roll of toilet paper in your house?
Quite several hundred, I think.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Really?
I've changed it before. I have to be able to not have to stand up from the toilet in order to do it. And you had it in a great place where I have long arms. I could open up the cabinet and change it while I was still down there.
That, for the record, I don't think he's once changed it. Anyway.
False.
Fake news. So you have changed. Can you give a really quick tutorial to the men listening about how to change it before we get too deep in this?
Yes. Step one, identify that there needs to be a new role. Step two, acquire said new role. Step three, replace old role with new role. That's pretty much it.
Three simple steps, men. And Max is here. Max Trujillo, our producer. Have you ever changed a roll of toilet paper?
All the time, but.
Really? If I asked Felicia, would she say
Hang
that?
Hang on. He said but.
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 Because I've listened to all of the great parenting advice on the show, I have given responsibilities to my children.
Ooh.
So now when I buy the big bulk pack of toilet paper, they know when it comes off the truck, disperse, girls. And we have multiple bathrooms, so I make them do math. I say, there are 16. We have four bathrooms. Divide.
You have four bathrooms?
It's weird. It's a townhouse. It's tall, so they have to have bathrooms on every floor.
Oh, okay.
But divide. What is 16 divided by 4? I make them do the math, and then I send them on their
You're
scurry
You're empowering
little
them.
Yes.
And that's not only is that a good idea, that's justice, because when my son wipes his butt, he uses a half a roll of toilet paper.
Yeah, I'm always amazed.
Does anyone else have
toilet paper is used?
And it's, I mean, oh boy.
I think we're deflecting here, by the way. Let's get back to
the
fact that...
Well, if I'm using a third of the amount of toilet paper that my son is using, he should do more work.
I know there were a lot of questions like, how could your family not know this is going on?
It's not really a question. And it's an accusation.
There was an accusation, and
we call that a leading question.
Yes.
In the therapy counseling.
That was a leading question, and they had no idea that I was watching them. But it was fascinating and human how far they would go out of their way to use a bathroom and walk past the closet full of toilet paper replenishment without replacing it.
Right. So as someone with the gorillas in the midst, as you were sort of like watching the animals, the wild animals
Jane
roam
Goodall
around.
Of yeah. Yeah.
Being the Jane Goodall. I would
Jane
love
Goodall of toilet
yeah,
paper.
So headed back to Christopher. Exactly. You know, this became a scientific experiment and she made observations. What sorts of observations have you made about duty? And I mean, D-U-T-Y. In the family, that was really good. In the family workplace and how it works best and what some of the biggest problems are.
Well, first, this gave me so much joy because I had this beautiful image of Penn being like the character in Step Brothers who was wiping his rear end with the carpet, like the toilet carpet. which may or may not have happened.
Not yet. I was getting there.
Yeah.
And two, the one thing I would say is, there's a bigger issue at stake, and Kim articulated it right when she first started talking, which is this was an illustration of how I feel like I do everything or
right.
I always have to do this. And what she's screaming and all that, whether she communicated it clearly is one question, but what she's screaming and all that is, I'm not your toilet paper fairy.
Yeah.
That's really what was going on the entire time. Of course, it went 7 days because you allowed it to go 7 days.
It would have gone longer had the person on Twitter not alerted him.
That's right. And so the question is, did it go so long because they knew they were annoying you and it became a game to them?
Good question. Now, let me tell you this.
And that is the issue I have. He knew that I was having a standoff. He knew that I wouldn't go that long, and he didn't replace it. That causes me rage.
It was really good content. It was amazing content.
But
like,
I watched it.
It was hysterical.
But you didn't know about it until day seven that I was recording it.
Content pays the bills in our family, and I don't mind being the punchline.
Don't hit him. Don't hit him. Don't hit him.
So wait, how many days or hours were you aware before the joke was
minutes,
out?
Minutes.
But then I found out, and I was upstairs. I was laughing my butt off, and I was like, oh, I can't.
So somebody alerted him on Twitter. He checked Instagram. He saw it. He started laughing and came downstairs.
Well, because this was good stuff. I wanted her to keep going.
But
it wasn't
no, but
that I didn't
that's
want
not to... my problem. That's not my problem. My problem is that 2 days before, when you're wiping your butt
I suspected
tissues, you suspected. And then at that moment, you didn't know I was recording it. You didn't know I was doing any of that
I
stuff.
Thought you were trying to teach me a lesson.
I know. And then why didn't you
I don't
learn
like,
the
just not
lesson?
Not nationally.
I do not like being taught a lesson.
But then
no one likes being taught a lesson.
Christopher, okay. This is why you're here. He knew that I was just not doing it. He knew. I have a finger up right
She's
now.
She's like pointing her fingers in the air. Like, number one,
he knew, and he didn't.
Number two,
flipping do it.
Oh, she wanted to say something else.
Though. Yeah. So how do I suppress my rage?
Well, what happened was, and. What had happened was that you didn't ask for what you wanted.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying passive aggressiveness is not the best tactic?
No, that was not the best tactic.
I did in the first day. I said somebody needs to replace us.
Correct.
Yes.
And then you went to the land of passive aggressiva.
And the president.
And you were the queen of that land.
Passive aggressiva, the queen.
Yeah, okay, so I didn't ask for what I wanted.
That's
okay.
The comfort zone. So if I could give listeners anything, I would say that people who are in mature relationships, who want to be mature people in those relationships, have to ask for what they want, period.
Okay.
Now, when you ask for what you want, sometimes you're going to get what you want, thanks be to all that is holy in the world.
Yeah.
Sometimes you really get it. I want to rearrange the furniture in this room. I'd like to make love every night this week. Sometimes people say yes. More often than not, though, people enter into negotiation or they say no, and that includes the people that we're married to. Sometimes they don't do what we want them to do, and that becomes frustrating, and we have two choices at that stage. We can either ask again or ask in a new way, or we can get passive-aggressive and have a one-woman stand.
I went straight to passive-aggressiveness. So if I – and that is my default setting, by the way. I'm aware of it. And if passive aggressiveness was an Olympic sport, I would definitely represent our country and definitely medal.
Like gold medal.
But Kim, in a room with three dudes, sometimes you can be ganged up on. I'm on your side for the sense that this was, in effect, like a science experiment. You're like,
right.
How long will it really go? I just want to see if anyone else acknowledges a common duty, responsibility that we all share.
We all share. Common duty.
A common thing we share.
Everybody poops, Max. Everybody poops. Here's the question. I'm on your side too, Kim, because I think in spite of how funny it is, and it's very cute for me to watch being your friend, you sitting there on the floor. You sitting on a bathroom floor is almost unimaginable anyway. But you sitting on the bathroom floor, like waiting and having this standoff. But here's a question I have for Penn. Penn, and be completely honest here if you can.
Yes.
How cute do you think it is when she gets passive aggressive like that?
Not.
Not even a little bit?
No. It's tough. Like, yeah. It is tough. And I'm not saying I don't deserve it sometimes. And I can't believe there's someone who's actually straddling this issue instead of just unloading on me about it. Because it's – come on. I should have changed the toilet paper.
You should have changed it.
But this – and so thank you for letting us go down this road. And I know that I'm looking at Kim now and telling her I know that I am in the wrong here. Okay. But the passive aggressive is not as sexy as some other things about my wife. Is that the question that you're asking me?
That is the question.
Okay.
And so what happens is when you get passive aggressive, it's not working for you because you're probably not getting what you want or need.
Right.
And it sounds like it's not working for him so well either. That's not his favorite manifestation of his lovely, adoring spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you guys have to come up with a different strategy. In other words, the toilet paper is probably indicative of other things that are going on.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
It's not just about toilet paper.
No, it's not just about toilet paper. I think that
else am I not doing?
I think, here is the thing, is that I think men, the three men in this room are perfect examples. You guys have built your lives so that you can be an amazing dad. You get to as many soccer games as you can. You go grocery shopping. You cook the food. So it's not this old school, like 1950s, like the woman has to do everything marriage. But there seems to be, and especially the people I heard from on Instagram, there's like this last holdout of the toilet paper that just cannot be replaced. And I think when we're talking about like deeper issues, I think that Penn has this theory that if you feel like you're doing 50%, you're doing nowhere near 50%.
I do believe that.
You have to feel like you're doing 80% of the work, and then maybe you're doing 50%.
Right.
And I think that in every marriage, that's the battle. It's like, who's doing more? Like, who's cooking dinner? Who's doing dishes? Who's doing – and there's – once you start getting into that keeping score thing, it gets dangerous, and we try not to.
You guys have been married for how long?
13 years.
13 years. Good. Yeah. So we can agree on something.
Yes.
Check.
Check.
So 13 years. Here's one guess as to what's happening. And I know you both very well, but you have thousands of minutes of interaction where I'm not ever observing you. But my guess is that you two created, like all couples do, particularly around household issues, what Some people call secret contracts or unnamed unnamed job listings.
Yeah.
So you started changing the toilet paper.
Yeah.
You started chopping the vegetables. You started taking control of the family grocery list. Penn started, I'm going to go really traditional gender roles here.
That's good because the list is very short.
Yard work.
Nope.
Nope.
I have poison ivy on my arms because I was pulling the weeds.
Pulling the weeds.
I have a problem bending over and doing things on the ground.
Okay.
No, like let's get in here on this because I'm 6'5". I don't have a great back. So, I like things at waist, like dishes. I can do dishes all day long.
Okay.
Dishes are good.
Let's go dishes.
But secret contracts.
Yeah.
So he started doing dishes and you started cooking.
Which
and
is amazing.
And
the
it
main
just started working.
Come on.
Picking apples out of trees.
Picking apples out of trees.
Yeah.
Changing light bulbs. Oh,
changing
wait.
Light bulbs.
No.
I do change the light bulbs.
I have seen him change one
they
light bulb.
They just don't bother me. So someone has to tell me that the light bulbs are out so I can change them. I don't just naturally look up everywhere I go. Go ahead, Christopher. I'm interrupting you.
You're doing great.
Trash. No, who takes out the trash?
I do.
Okay, that's...
Yeah.
Although I forgot this morning.
We were chasing the garbage truck down the street.
Did you catch it?
No, I had to cram everything into the... I took my recycling and I crammed... Oh, I'm going to get in trouble. I took my recycling and crammed it into the regular trash.
Because we missed the recycling.
Somebody's going to comment on
that.
I know. I break down all the boxes. No one ever breaks down boxes except for me.
You're the best.
Yep. Can I say, Sidebar, the thing I'm most upset about this entire situation has nothing to do with any of you.
What?
It's the person that dropped the dime on Twitter.
I know.
What is up with that person?
Snitches.
Get Why'd stitches.
They do that?
I know. Anyway.
Somebody was trying to help Penn.
Well, no, because somebody said, why doesn't he see this? I don't believe he hasn't seen this. I think that this is fake. And I said, he doesn't check Instagram stories. He's only on Twitter. And then they went to a Twitter.
Do you think that's like somebody was worried that our marriage was in legitimate trouble?
No, they just wanted to ruin my life.
Yeah. Christopher was in the middle of a point and we super interrupted him.
Sorry,
secret contracts.
So my guess is you've probably done these things over 13 years and you have hundreds of them.
Right.
And here's the thing. Sometimes they work really well when you're first in a relationship or when you're first married, but after 13 years they just start to drag everything down.
Yeah.
Down, and suddenly I'm annoyed by everything that she's doing and everything that he does, and what starts off about toilet paper ends up he never does his share.
Yeah.
What starts off about taking out the trash, she never does her share, and suddenly we have this big thing going on that probably can be fixed in a few really constructive conversations that have the directed end of let's identify the things that we are doing, the things that we never talked about, and we just started doing them, and the ones that annoy me now after 13 years, and seeing if there's any changes that we can make.
I think that's great advice because I think that Penn gets very upset that I don't break down. We get a lot of Amazon shipments and stuff like that, and I don't break down the boxes because I'm like, this is the one thing he does, so I'm going to let him do that.
I don't get upset about the boxes.
Oh, you mentioned
I get upset
it.
When people take the boxes and put them in the recycling bin because it takes up 95% of the space. So just leave them out next to the thing and I'll take care of it, which I always do. Before recycling day, I'll break them down.
If you could do an entire podcast about things that just annoy you about household processes.
I think we are.
Max and his family could do that. My family can do it. We all have them. Uh-huh. The question is how much do you want those annoying things to put you into bad patterns that can affect your relationship? Passive aggressive is my default. It doesn't always get what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Passive aggressive is my least attractive version of Kim. I don't like it. So if that's not working, then what are you going to do, kids?
Yeah. Can I admit something?
Yeah.
This is the first time I've been able to properly articulate this is what I need from you with the boxes. Like just leave them next. I don't think I've ever said that before. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because I'm terrified that if I say it, it will be my one point. Here come 67 points of things that I'm doing wrong. So I just shut up because I can't compete with her as far as holding like is house duties. Oh God, here we go again. It's not my forte, but I redline on other things productivity wise and child wise. But I feel like if I were to talk to you about the boxes, it would open a flood of evidence against me of other things. If I talked about
it. Did you hear what he just said?
Yeah.
And that is the result, typically. Not there's nothing that's 100% always for every couple. But that's the result, typically, of that passive-aggressive thing, where when something does come up, suddenly everything you've been holding in because you haven't said it just comes out like opening, you know, the dam and opening the floodgates, and suddenly we're just drenching the other person.
And we're not in Cleveland anymore. Check that podcast
Check
out
that
as well.
Pod.
Christopher
That's
was on that.
Right, because what happens when you do that list of 67 things, you're just jumping. And no couple, no matter how much they love each other, no matter how wonderful they have been in the previous 12 years, can fix every single thing that's annoying them or bothering them in one conversation.
Right.
In other words, it's Penn used the term earlier. Max said, you decide the hill you're going to die on. That's really important. Really important. I have a couple that I've talked to over the years who have a really good marriage, and they, before they get into something about their kids or their marriage or their relationship, is this a peacetime problem or is it a wartime problem? That's the question that they ask.
That's good.
Is this one worth, you know, going to battle over? And some things are. Sometimes you're being so overrun by your spouse or your partner that you have to stand up and say, hey, I'm not a road cone here. I'm not a speed bump. Listen to me. I have something that I need, and I'm not sure that you're hearing me, so I'm going to ask you in a new way. And other times, those things are quite simple, and they can be fixed with what we would call technical fixes, like different toilet paper holders near the toilet paper thing, and by simply articulating to your family, when this is empty, please do mom a favor and change it. And then when it doesn't happen, remember when I asked you to change it. It really needs to be changed, guys. And like any group of people who are all complicated, it may take more than once asking for what you want or need. But that's the thing. Mature people who want to have mature relationships ask for what they want or need, and they understand that sometimes the answer may be yes, and sometimes the other person may come up with a compromise, and sometimes they may just say no.
But no matter what, solve that problem first, then move on to another problem.
Then post it on Instagram? No, where does Instagram come in all this?
I mean, honestly, it was really funny. It was really good. I felt awful for like a second, and then I was like, whoa, Kim is killing it with this. Like, she's doing a really good job telling a story here, which is our job. So we have that's a unique issue that we don't really have. I don't think anyone's going to relate to this.
Most couples don't face that. Yeah. But so imagine the problem. So where does Instagram come in? On this one, it comes in because it's a good story and it's funny and it's actually archetypal. I mean, lots of people may have the same kind of standoff.
Oh my gosh, hundreds and hundreds of messages. Yes.
That's right. So lots of people may struggle with similar standoffs. The question is when things are really personal for the two of you, right? That's obviously not appropriate for Instagram.
Right, right.
But not telling the other person the story about what's going on if it's a personal issue that makes you really vulnerable to ask for it. I need more money to live this, to supply for the family. I need to switch my job. We're not, we don't have enough physical contact. We're not doing enough date nights. I mean, whatever that may be. I'm tired of how much time you're spending at the office, right? Whatever that may be, not asking for what you want just makes you bitter because you're not getting what you want. And soon you start blaming the other person in the relationship or the partnership. And what ends up happening then is they have no idea that you're bitter about it.
Right.
They have no idea what's going on because you haven't asked for it. And then when you do ask for it, they feel completely blindsided, particularly if they're around those contracts that you've made that you've never actually talked about.
The secret contracts.
And that's where I get hives a little bit because I will. Penn and I have a great marriage. And we do these are the things we fight about.
Right.
Is the checklist, the household duty. because he has brought up the box thing before, and I know I've said, for the love of all things holy, I just spent 2 hours in the grocery store, 3 hours with meal prep, planned every activity and carpool for the week, and you can break down some boxes. So I know I have not reacted in the best way, which is, I hear you. I'll just put the boxes right here. So I know that.
Let me ask. Can I ask two questions to you, Christopher?
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask them in succession, then I'll let you kind of – and these are deep questions. So question number one. As a marriage counselor and expert, do you find it necessary to make sure you are straddling – the middle of the road and not finding one person entirely at fault in order to get a resolution? The second part of the question is, how difficult was it to do that with this particular case? Because I'm totally at fault. I can't believe you guys aren't ganging up on me. You found a middle ground where we're going to advance our relationship where it's not all yelling at me. And I don't know how you did it, but you did it.
So in answer to the first question, you almost always have to find the middle ground.
Yeah.
There are some instances where one person in the relationship, in the partnership,
is
marriage, is super wrong and has hurt the other person in a way that there has to be some acknowledgement. Hey, wife A, hey, husband B, you did something wrong here and you have hurt this person and hurt this relationship. And those typically are the biggies. You kissed or slept with someone else. You have fallen deep into addiction. You have spent money and you've lied about it over a long-term period. You're not, you abandoned the child when you were supposed to pick them up on multiple occasions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Those are the big ones. And typically there has to be some admission of fault and some capacity for what I would call the person has to learn how to ask for forgiveness and change behaviors to repent, to change, to turn around from what they've been doing, because mm-hmm. that behavior will destroy the marriage or the relationship. So almost always you try to find the middle ground, but some circumstances can be really intense and someone's really done something terrible. Two, to find the middle ground in this circumstance, it was a challenge because you should have just changed the toilet paper.
Exactly.
But I think when you sent me, you know, the video that that we heard from earlier on this podcast, you heard a bit of it. When you sent that to me, it was pretty clear that there may be something going on behind that, which is I'm just tired of being the one that's responsible for everything in this house. And that to me became really clear when you said, and I don't know if you were joking or not, but it didn't look like it on the video. It didn't sound like it on the podcast. Where's the toilet paper? And she goes, it's been 3 years. You know.
Yeah, we've lived in the same house for 3 years. I keep it in the same place for 3 years.
For 3 years.
And also, like, where wouldn't it
be? I mean, that's telling you a lot. But that's telling you a lot as her husband. For 3 years, Penn. For 3 years. That one, she maybe hasn't been saying where everything is. Two, she has some secret knowledge maybe that you don't have. And three, she's just tired of it, right? That's what I hear when you said that. Mm-hmm. Now, again, you may have been joking, which is okay because it's a video. And
he didn't know.
All right, so I knew where the toilet paper normally is,
which is under the
sink. Yeah, I just thought
And who puts it there?
Me.
Right.
And it comes from a greater place, like when we go to Costco and get 96 rolls.
Yes, this was the show I thought we were going to have. Now we're here. We got there.
We went from toilet paper to infidelity in like one podcast.
This is the show that I was expecting, and so I'm ready. Make it rain. Let it rain on me. So, no, I was ashamed to know that myself, embarrassed that not only did I not know where it was, but that I admitted it on Instagram, and that was not great for me.
And for 5 or 6 days, you just walked by it.
No, I went in and I pooped and I found a Kleenex tissue box underneath the sink that changed my life.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
With its softness and texture.
First of all, Kleenex is going to like do a cease and desist. Like we're no longer allowed to like buy or mention Kleenex.
Kleenex, they're going to be so mad at you guys.
I know.
Ugh. That's not what their product's designed for.
At all.
Is it fair to say, how did Instagram fit into this whole thing? I'm thinking of it like maybe this is a healthy thing for Kim. Instagram is like her community, and like for my wife, she has a group text with four of her best friends, So maybe it's like offering like perspective. Like, am I wrong to think that my husband's being a jerk right here?
No, well, you're not, and I think that's good. The trouble is, I have this long list of marriage rules, and one of the marriage rules is that talking to other people about your marriage besides your spouse may make you feel good, but it's really not going to fix your marriage.
Right.
Because if the person that needs to replace the toilet paper is the one person who's not hearing that he or she, I don't want you to feel ganged up on.
He.
Okay. I'm good. This is going way better than I thought it was going to go. So we're fine.
That person is not getting the information that someone's unhappy about the toilet paper or about the groceries or about I'm the one who always pays the bills or I'm the one who always does laundry, then that person's behavior never has a chance to change because in a way they don't know. They're not aware. And
interesting.
The way you live through life, Penn, you are focused on the thing you're focused on in that moment. And that's just your personality. And I hope I'm thinking about the ADD video you did 2 years ago.
It's very true.
Last fall. And he's probably not going to notice it as readily as some other people would when something is wrong, particularly if you've been that toilet paper fairy, either – knowingly or unknowingly for so many years, and you're the one that's moved it from the spot where it's kept at 96 rolls to under the cabinet to where he and the kids know that it's there. If you want it to be different, create a different system. Ask for what you want and for what you need.
And my kids are not off the hook here too, by the way. I mean they are 8 and 11 and completely tall enough
But my kids only at 11 started noticing. I mean, because they're kids.
Yeah. And yes.
I think Lola got the message and might even be proactive next time.
I mean, I don't know.
We'll see.
She's of age.
Yeah.
She's taller than Ken.
I know.
So, by the way, while you were talking and you were discussing my ADHD and how that does cause me to live in the moment, I wasn't able to listen to the rest of your sentence because you mentioned the toilet paper fairy. And now in my head, I'm trying to imagine what a toilet paper fairy looks like. Is it like Larry the Cable Guy when he was the Easter Bunny? Or is it like
Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
Yeah.
The Tooth Fairy?
Oh, yeah. Is it like The Rock?
What does
the toilet paper fairy look like? Is it feminine? I feel like
The Rock in like kind of like a diaper.
A diaper.
Like whatever. Yeah.
Well, then he wouldn't need toilet paper.
Max for the win!
Max for the win!
Max for the win!
Oh, gosh.
Feels like a good stopping point.
This could literally go on for hours.
Yeah.
But we will put you out of your misery. Thank you so much for listening. And Christopher Edmonston, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And if you have yourself a little toilet paper standoff in your house, tag us at the Holderness Family on Instagram. We love seeing it. We love commenting and having a conversation. And stay tuned for how this all shakes out in the future.
And goodbye from the magical land of toilet paper fairy land. That's not a thing.
It is not a thing, baby.
Happy wiping.
Stop.
Happy trails. Hopefully not.
In your pants.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.